This is, excuse me, it's 56 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. We're being blown away by this music here. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guest today is Dr. Natalie Boyink, an instrumentalist, composer, and educator. Natalie just joined the UNCW music faculty, instructing bass and jazz. And Natalie will be at the Cameron Art Museum tonight, giving a lecture on music in Cuba, enriching the Jose Bernal exhibit over there at the Cameron Art Museum. That's tonight at 6:30. And then on Sunday, Natalie is presenting her first faculty recital at UNCW, featuring some of her own compositions. That's at the Beckwith Recital Hall on Sunday at 4 o'clock. Thank you so much for joining us today, Natalie, Dr. Natalie Boyink.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Natalie. Now, this music we're listening to right now, tell us about it. This from the CD, your CD that came out last year.
Yes, this is one of the cuts from the album My Trio, based in Bloomington, Indiana, released. We're the Batuque Trio, focusing mostly on Afro-Brazilian, Cuban, Caribbean, and American jazz styles of fusion. And that's one of the compositions that I wrote for the Batuque Trio from our debut CD, Transparency.
Yeah, and there's several pieces that you wrote on here. It's a really fun, energetic music. Who is part of your trio?
On piano, we have Jamal Baptiste. He's originally from Aruba. And on the drums and assorted percussion, Andy Smith, Dr. Andy Smith, mm-hmm. who's now living in Bloomington, Indiana.
And you'll be playing some of this music.
We will.
On Sunday.
We will. We'll be doing a number of my compositions, a few of which were recorded by the trio. We'll be playing those on Sunday.
Yeah. So it's Latin and jazzy.
Yeah, we've got some New Orleans thrown in there. It's mm-hmm. kind of a nice gumbo.
Great. Again, that's at the Beckwith Recital Hall at 4 o'clock on Sunday. Now, let's go to tonight, because tonight
sure.
you're going out to the Cameron Art Museum.
Yes.
And they have an exhibit by Jose Bernal, art by Jose Bernal, a Cuban artist. And you're going there to talk about Cuban music.
Yeah.
That's at 6:30 tonight.
Yes, at 6:30 tonight, I'll be at the Cameron Art Museum. I'm really excited to get to go speak with people about Cuban music. I'll be presenting, going all the way back to the African tribes that were dominant in Cuba and had a lasting impression on the music, going into the folkloric styles, all the way through the dance of mambo, cha-cha-cha, and into Latin jazz today. So it's going to be a whirlwind tour with lots of video and audio examples to support this kind of musical tourism of Cuba.
Right. Yeah, there's so many influences that combine there.
Yes.
Is that what you studied in Indiana?
I did.
Is that what you focused on? What was the focus of your study?
Well, the focus of my studies was music education. That mm-hmm. was what my doctorate was in. But I did an intense minor on Afro-Caribbean and Afro-Latin music and culture, studied with Michael Spiro.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a Grammy-nominated Latin percussionist. Mm-hmm. So I did a lot of research, did some major writing, and have developed a number of presentations from all the research that I spent 4 years doing.
Great. Now, on Sunday at the Recital Hall at 4 o'clock, when we'll hear some of your music, the community is invited to come and listen to
yes.
your music. How has it been? You've been here in Wilmington since August.
Yeah.
Joined the faculty at UNCW. What can we expect? And you'll have other faculty performing with you.
Yes, I'm being joined by the entire jazz faculty at UNCW. I've gotten some great support from all the musicians there. And it's going to be a musical tour. There's going to be a lot of Brazil and some Afro-Cuban inspired, a take on Autumn Leaves. And some New Orleans. So it's just going to be a mix. I'm going to be combining the instrumentalists in different formations. It's going to be kind of constantly shifting trio, quartet, sextet. So we're going to have a variety of different formats for people to enjoy.
And you'll be playing as well?
I'm playing bass. Yes.
The whole time?
The whole time.
All right.
I'm the only bass player. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you play bass, but I know that you also play classical. You're a classical pianist and a violinist.
Yes.
What other kinds of music have you played besides jazz? And
Well, of late, it's mostly been Latin jazz and jazz. But I did start out as a classically trained violinist and played in orchestra and classically trained pianist as well. So I love going home and playing Brahms sometimes. It's very cathartic on the piano. But most of what I've been doing lately is in jazz and Latin jazz on the bass. But I am playing violin with our Latin jazz combo on campus.
Oh, great.
Fun.
Oh,
yes.
Tell us about that Latin jazz combo, the student Latin jazz combo.
Well, this semester I am coaching a combo at UNCW, and we're focusing on Latin jazz. And so I'm introducing the students to the rhythms, the percussion, and we're really working hard on authentic representations of some of the different Cuban music styles, and we will also be traveling to Brazil this semester as well.
Oh, are you?
Not physically traveling.
Oh, okay.
Musically traveling to Brazil.
I was about to say, put me in your suitcase. I'm ready for Brazil.
Me too.
And they'll be doing a performance?
There will be a combo concert, yes, in March, towards the end of the month. I believe it's the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm getting to play violin. We've got a couple great bass players that are in the ensemble. So I'm pulling out my violin and getting to play with the students.
As an instructor of young people in the college age crowd, how do you think they get excited about music that isn't on the regular radio stations? Music like classical music, Afro jazz music, Cuban mashup music. How do you do that? How do you get these folks excited about it?
I have a lot of enthusiasm about it. And I know from personal experience, having a teacher who's excited about stuff that you might not find so accessible makes a huge difference. And so I talk the students through that, and we do a lot of group listening for particular items in the music.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Natalie Boyink, and again, she'll be at the Cameron Art Museum tonight at 6:30, giving a lecture about Cuban music and performing on Sunday at Beckwith Recital Hall at 4 o'clock. NatalieBoyink.com. It's 12:06.